And then also Tuesday night, there's another show I'd like to spend a little bit more time to talk about. First of all, let me just tell you a little bit about Carrie and Debbie Moore. Carrie and Debbie Moore, they've run Moore Outfitters in Dover since the late 70s. They also organize the annual Creek Fest on Memorial Day weekend on Big Piney Creek. But last year, Debbie was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, stage 3. And then later in the year, Carrie fell ill with some other illness that left him unable to walk, at least for a while. They were able to keep their business open, but there wasn't a Creek Fest last year. But Tuesday night, a group of people connected to the area music scene will put on a benefit concert for them at George's Majestic Lounge. The Little Buffalo River Band, the One Ounce Jig, and Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo will perform. There will be door prizes, other stuff going on as well. Kim Smoots from shindigmusic.net, she's one of the organizers of the show. And last month, she and Jamie Lou Connolly joined me to talk about the show inside the Firm and Garner Performance Studio. Smoots told me that she's known the Moores for years and that they're really an integral part of the Big Piney Creek floating community.
I mean, they're just really awesome people. They've helped all of us out, even if it was something as simple as, here's your life jacket, make sure you put it on. You know, hey, there's a tree down on the second bend. Go to the left or you're going to eat it, you know.
Which is valuable advice if you're just kidding.
Or yeah. I locked my keys in my truck. What am I supposed to do? And, you know, they're like, we'll help you figure it out. They're just really nice people. I can't count the times I've went up there and they didn't even charge me. When I was young and broke and just a kid, they're like, it's okay. We'll put you on anyways.
Really, they're kind of like family in the floating
community. They really
are.
See, they came up with Creek Mom Strong is the hashtag that they've had for the last year. And she really is everybody's Creek Mom. And he's really everybody's Creek Dad. They're just all around awesome people. They'd give you the shirt off their back if they could, you know, if you needed it. They've always tried to help in the community. And like I said, it's just the little things they do. It's not even, you know, they've done countless big things between, you know, saving people's lives, rescuing their boats, their stuff, whatever, you know. I've seen Carrie Moore stand in the middle of a rapid in a raft with a chainsaw to cut a tree that everyone had been hitting, and some people got hurt on it. And so he was, I say a raft, it might have been a canoe, actually. But, you know, he's up there just like, in this middle of this rapid, just with a chainsaw, like the most dangerous thing in the world. But he did it because so many people were getting hurt and he didn't want to see them getting hurt. They're just that kind of people.
So how did the idea of this benefit show come together?
Well, I've worked for them in the past and I helped them with Creek Fest. And then I also worked at Moore Outdoors, you know, helping them rent boats and stuff on the weekends. And, I just had seen that, you know, it just seems to compound. It's like they get over one hurdle and here comes another. And then they get over that one and here comes two more. And I just really wanted to help them. And so I got together with Travis Smith with Emerge Entertainment. I got with Robert Locke with Shindig. And I was like, I don't know how we're going to do this, where we're going to do it, who's going to play it, but we're going to do it. And so it's just all come together within the last 3 weeks.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, George's was awesome. They gave us the venue for the night and worked out a good deal with us on that so we could have it somewhere that's easily recognizable, a lot of people are familiar with. And we decided to do it in Fayetteville because there's a large amount of the paddling community and the musician community that live in Fayetteville that know them, as well as, you know, they've had a benefit in Pope County and Dover for them. And those people are there helping them on a regular basis. They're cutting trees down that were about to fall in their house, fixing a hole in their roof, you know, just these little things. And they're already helping out so much. And there's a huge amount of transplants from that area. And so we decided to just go ahead and do it here in Fayetteville. And the support from the Fayetteville community has been amazing.
So Jamie Lou, you have agreed to play this benefit. Why did you decide to get involved?
Well, Creek Fest was one of my first shows that I ever played. And Nash Moore, son of Debbie Moore and Carrie Moore, was in the music scene at the time and kind of took me in and helped me play. And so I kind of found you know, a home there as far as like, okay, this is a safe space and I can express my art here and people are friendly and they're supportive of things. And so any way that I can help.
And you played multiple times, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think as far back as 2013, if I remember, or 12 even.
I think I didn't play like 1 or 2 years, but I, and I don't remember why, but I came back, last year or the year before that. But that's why I'm involved, and I love those people. And like Kim said, I mean, it's just hurdle after hurdle, and anything that we can do to help, you know, I want to be a part of.
So what is the ultimate goal of this benefit show?
It's to raise as much money as we can to help them offset their medical costs and just their travel costs with the different treatments and, you know, to be able to cover things if they do, you know, need some more repairs on their house, they can, you know, get it taken care of. Because they went for a while with that hole in their roof, you know, just because they couldn't deal with it. And so it's just things like that to help them out with all the expense because it's becoming a huge expense. And the thing is, Debbie spoke with me. She's not going to be able to come. Chemo and crowds don't mix. So we're working on getting a videographer that can record the show so she can watch it because all three bands are her favorite bands. But One Ounce Jig, she always has had a special place in her heart for them.
That was Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis speaking with Jamie Lou Connolly of Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo and Kim Smoots of ShindigMusic.net. The Moore Benefit is Tuesday night at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Doors are at 7. Music starts around 8. Tickets are $7 online in advance and $10 at the door. Door prizes from various area businesses, musicians, luthiers, photographers, and more will be given away. You can find out more about the show by searching Facebook for Moore Outdoors Benefit. And on Friday's edition of Ozarks at Large, we'll hear more from Jamie Lou when guitarist Garrett Rowland joins her inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. That's on Friday's Ozarks at Large at noon and 7 on 91.3.